Hey everybody, today I watched Inglourious Basterds, directed by Quentin Tarantino, and starring a whole slew of folks. I totally forgot that Michael Fassbender is in this, which is neat, because I was just thinking about, I need to go see the new Macbeth, starring Michael Fassbender. But anyway, he's awesome in this. Everybody's awesome in this. I forgot. I remembered this movie as not being as great as it is. It's pretty great. I love the story, and it's very funny throughout. I think it has a lot to do with seeing it on the big screen. I kind of feel like I shouldn't even watch movies if I can't see it in the theater anymore. I don't know. At least until I get, I'm able to watch something on something other than just a computer monitor or a Kindle. But anyway, I loved it. I'm really glad that I have now seen this film in the theater. I don't know what else to say. My favorite line of the film is the briefing of Michael Fassbender's character. And Mike Myers is the other character, and he proposes a toast, "Down with Hitler." And Fassbender says, "All the way down, sir." Or something at least very close to that. I love that. That is, like, very, very good. It is also awesome seeing it with a packed theater, because everybody's laughing at all the stuff you're supposed to laugh at, I'd imagine. But there's one guy who is laughing way too much during the scene I was just talking about. And I feel like he was laughing solely because it was Mike Myers. And it seemed like he wasn't laughing at the content, what he was saying. He was just laughing at the presence of Mike Myers. I don't know. It was kind of strange. A little bit strange. It definitely wasn't funny in the parts that he was laughing at. I don't know. I sat right next to the stairs. And before the show, two people tripped going up the stairs, but it was just kind of a stumble. During the show, there's a guy who totally ate it going up the stairs, and a few people laughed, and I stifled my laughter, but I laughed on the inside, and I'll laugh probably later on tonight, after I've forgotten it and then remembered it again. Like, oh yeah, that was pretty great. I forgot to look up the music, but I think there's a David Bowie song in here, and that was kind of cool. And if I'm mistaken, it wasn't a David Bowie song, then, oh well, I'm still sad of the news of his passing. And I was thinking about doing an episode just about the movies he's been in, but I haven't had a chance to look down through his filmography and stuff. The two that I know for sure off the bat are Labyrinth, of course, and The Prestige, where he plays Nikola Tesla. I realize now, I don't think I've ever said that name out loud before. Nikola? I don't know. Great film all around. Brad Pitt is especially funny, and Eli Roth, and BJ Novak. All the bastards are hilarious. I don't know. We didn't ever learn what happened to Paul Rust, Sam Levine, and a couple of the other bastards. I don't know if that was left to our imagination or if this person is just going way too slow for no reason at all except to not go over the speed limit. I wonder what happened to those guys. But I guess it's not really all that important. Okay, so if you haven't seen this movie yet, you gotta go see it somehow. If it's in the theater, you gotta see it in the theater. Surprisingly, the tickets are only $5 each. Most of the rest of the Tarantino films are, well, the tickets for Reservoir Dogs was $10 each, were $10 each, and then everything else that's coming up are feasts. So I have no idea. I know the Kill Bill double feature is $100 per person, which is crazy, but it's a lot of great food, it looks like. But I will not, probably not be partaking in that. But we'll see. I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. So let me know what you think about Inglourious Basterds. I don't know. In my review of Hateful Eight, I said that was my new favorite and that Reservoir Dogs is my second favorite. But maybe Inglourious Basterds is actually my favorite. I don't know. I'll revise that again when I see Reservoir Dogs this Sunday, since I have not seen that in quite a long time. Probably at least a decade since I've watched that last. All right. So, let me know what you thought. Tweet me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you later. That's a bingo. Oh, I accidentally hit record again. Oops. Bye-bye. Okay, confirmed. The song is Cat People, parentheses, Putting Out Fire, by David Bowie, from the album Cat People. I imagine that's the album. Or is that the movie? It's the movie. Okay, I've never heard of that before. I'm going to have to check that out for whatever reason. Okay, that's all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.